Welcome, friends, to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm so excited to start my third season with you. This year, we are focusing on the word confidence, how to get more of it, and where we are currently seeking it. The goal is to bring you some incredible conversations that will provide you with newfound wisdom, guidance, and resources. And on this third season of Life on Purpose podcast, we want to keep you inspired and remind you that everything you are looking for is on the other side of fear. It is my privilege, as always, to be a part of your journey to living with courage, hope, and confidence this year. In the beginning, we all know to living with confidence starts with recognizing what is keeping us stuck. And for a fun, quick way to get started, hop over to my website at amydebrick.com and take my quiz, Are You Stuck in Your Comfort Zone? You can also access other free resources while you're there or grab a copy of my book, Embolden. Enjoy. Good morning, everyone. This morning on the Life on Purpose podcast, I'm excited to talk with my good friend, Rachel Adams. So welcome, Rachel.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, today we're going to talk about all things related to her new book coming out actually in a couple of weeks. So I want you to Rachel is an author and podcaster, but I want you, Rachel, to give a little bit more information, a little background about yourself, who you are, and how you ended up doing what you're doing right now.
So I am a small town Kentucky girl. I have lived here my whole life, and I've been married for 16 years to my husband, Brian. We met the very first day of college, and together we have two children, Will and Kate, who are both middle schoolers, and I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around that as they grow up and of the new roles that they have, and now that I have as a mom, it just kind of morphs in this new season. And we live on a farm, no animals or no crops yet, but my kids joke, I always say I tend to the farm, and they're like, you're not doing anything, Mom, other than enjoying it. But I'm happy with that as well. And so in my free time, I write and podcast. I'm the host of the Love Offering podcast, where every week I talk to people like you that we talk about how we just live out our faith in our everyday lives. Because if I'm being honest, most days, every day, you know, I'm maybe walking the dogs, or I'm going to the grocery, cooking meals, talking with friends, running my kids from sporting event to sporting event. And so a lot of days I'll come home or lay my head down at night and I'm like, did I really accomplish anything for God and for his kingdom? But I feel like my ministry and my heart for women is for them to believe that their life is significant. They do have value in all the little things that we do, no matter how unseen and maybe intangible they seem, that they really do matter in the long run.
Well, I think you're right. And I think that knowing that, and we'll talk about the book with this, has a lot to do with confidence, is feeling confident enough to do that. And so I know that the Love Offering kind of was the seed that began your journey with this devotional coming out. So talk a little bit about that. It's called A Little Goes a Long Way. And I think one of the things that I love about it, which is what I always loved about the podcast, is that it's really promoting intentional acts, and they don't have to be mountaintop acts. They can just be, like you said, unseen. God still sees them, but unseen, where it's like this big showcased event where we're showing up for somebody in some major way. We can do that in all different kinds of ways. And so I'd love for you to talk about this book really in depth and what people can expect, and why that was so important to you.
You know, it's interesting, because with the podcast, it's called The Love Offering. And I had this epiphany moment where I'm like, I'm asking everybody else what they have to offer and how they're giving, you know, their gifts and talents and treasures and all those things and time to the kingdom, and how they're using those things to benefit others and benefit the Lord. But yet I myself doubt what I have to offer. And it was this strange, like, irony, epiphany moment. Like, here I'm asking everybody else, but then back to your point, like, I lack the confidence in believing that what I'm doing has value myself. And so I actually polled my podcast listeners a while ago to see if they were kind of dealing with the same thing. And on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, I asked them how much they felt like their contributions mattered. And the average answer was a 3. That's how little they felt like what they were doing mattered. And then I asked, you know, just a simple yes and no question, do you believe your contributions matter? And 83% said no. Mm. And so I thought, you know, I mean, these are mostly Christian women that are doubting our contributions to the world and what difference our lives are making. And so it was this indication that, you know, I'm not alone in this, that women in general are dealing and struggling and having this tension. And so I thought, okay, how can I speak to that? What does the Bible talk about in that way? And so, yeah, the book really stemmed from that felt need that I want women to understand their inherent significance and that, you know, and by no means do I want to demonize like big. I mean, culture, we are kind of confused. I think that bigger equals better in our culture. Big is good, but so is small. And I think we're so tempted in one another's lives to look at each other's highlights and just the really big things that one another accomplish. And so then we discount the little things that we are accomplishing. And we even are tempted, I think, to look at the biblical characters that way. You know, we look at maybe even David and David's life. We like, man, he conquered Goliath. Like what an amazing guy. But yet we don't look at the days and years he spent shepherding sheep and just sitting and playing his harp. You know, so many of the things that we're doing are very ordinary and very mundane. But those little things do prepare us for when those big moments come. And so, to your point earlier about intentionality, you know, every day in the book, there's 52 days. And there's, you know, for example, like a little courage can go a long way, or a little belief, or a little effort. And so I tell a personal story about those certain things, and then a biblical narrative that follows that up. And then every day there's a little task. I never want it to be overwhelming for anybody. I think my heart for it is I don't want to add more for us to do. I just want women to believe and start to value the little they're already doing.
Hmm. Well, I think that that's one of the great things about setting it up that way, is that the woman reading it is going to be able to relate a little bit. It's not going to be her exact story, but a lot of us have similar things that we're dealing with, similar experiences, again, unique to each person, but, you know, reading that might just be the encouragement enough to be like, okay, well, I can do this. It's not, you know, it's not an overwhelming task, but it is bringing it to your attention. And I think sometimes too, because we live in a culture where everything is at our fingertips, we also are losing the personal connection of a little goes a long way, which can be just a phone call or showing up and having face-to-face coffee instead of just everything over the laptop or looking at people's photos or whatever, because those are all fine. And sometimes that's all we can do. But I think we've almost let ourselves remove the other more personal connections when we have the opportunity, just out of convenience now, because we had to do that, you know, obviously with COVID and all of that, but we don't really have to do that anymore. And I think people just kind of got in a routine where it's like, oh, well, I can do so much more now because I don't actually have to show up. But I think the showing up is part of some of those little things. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. And in fact, I have a devotion, well, several devotions that in the book that brings to my mind, like how a little encounter with somebody can go a long way. You know, wherever we are and whatever we're doing, whether you're at work in your cubicle or you're home with your kids, or you're talking at a meal with your husband, no matter where you are, or even at the checkout line at the grocery store, there's somebody there that needs a connection with you, you know, and how much can be accomplished in a simple hello or a conversation with somebody. And so I think that you just never know what God is going to do with those simple encounters. I mean, we see it all throughout scripture, especially with Jesus. I mean, he made a big difference in every encounter. And so what if we started to view every encounter with each other as a way that God could use to make a big difference in their lives, like to bring them joy, to bring them comfort, to help bring them healing, to help just give them encouragement to continue on, to give them hope. I mean, I think we're all struggling. We're all dealing with things that maybe are unseen. And so, you know, could we be a tangible reminder of God's love to somebody that's in our life? And I think it's just a mindset shift, like, oh God, use me in this moment. And not to, again, discount what he can do through you.
Right. What would you say do you find being, after you said you polled your podcast listeners, just in general with people that you talk to or connect with, what do you think is the biggest thing? Or is it an intimidation that holds them back? Is it always lack of confidence just in themselves or in the way it might be received? What do you think is sometimes the biggest sticking point?
Oh, you know, I think comparison plays a big role in this issue. I think we're looking to the left and right to see what so many other people are accomplishing, or the expectation of what it should be and the timetable in which it should happen. And then I think just the complacency and looking at our lives and think, gosh, it's just too mundane and too ordinary to ever make a big difference. And so I almost think it's just a lie from the enemy, to be honest. Like, he wants to kind of just defeat us and disillusion us and make us kind of disappointed at what we have ourselves. I mean, he did that to Eve in the very beginning. She was in the Garden of Eden and she had everything she could have ever wanted. She had perfection. And yet the devil still tempted her to look and distract her eyes to the one thing she maybe didn't have that looked better or different. And I think that the devil's doing the same thing to us now, like causing us to look at our lives and feel like it's not enough, that there's something else we should be doing, something bigger or better or shinier. And so I think it's just an age old issue, and we need to kind of open our eyes to it, to realize that God has purpose for us right where we are with the gifts he's given us, and just to use that time more intentionally, to your point, and to, I guess, value the little ways and just trust that God is going to take them a long way.
Well, I think what's interesting about the little, and that's why I love the title of it, is because those little things, not only for the person receiving them are feeling those rewards, but also it almost builds that habit within ourselves in appreciating what it is for our lives and the gains it really is for our lives. You know what I mean? I think you and I have had many conversations outside of this interview where one of the highlights when you are a podcaster are connecting with other women. And every time you think it's going to be something really that's, you know, adding value, or they think it's adding value for them by, you know, posting their episode or releasing their episode and their story, it's really so many more gains that I've always received on the end of hearing what they've had to say, hearing their perspective, their challenge, and what they've done with that is always affects me just as much as it affects the person out there receiving it.
You know, I'm just thinking, Amy, like, how many years ago did we meet at coffee at a She Speaks? 4 or 5 years ago?
Right. Yeah, probably. And, yeah.
Like, who would have thought that a small little coffee conversation would end up to 5 years of friendship and encouragement back and forth, and podcasts launched and books launched, and like, God knew in that moment, but we didn't have a clue. It was just like, oh, this lady looks nice and friendly, and thank goodness, you know? And I just think, you know, that kind of perspective encourages me in so many ways. The fact that, that God is gonna use it. And sometimes we just don't know how. And like, what a gift, what a great surprise, to think about what he can do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. Two insecure people just sitting at a table. Somebody you want to be my friend? Like, it's like, you know, you're in high school. But you're right. That's the beauty of it, is you just don't know what he's going to do with it. It's always going to be something amazing, but at the time you just don't even know what that's going to look like.
Well, and an act of courage, like the fact that we like
courage. Yeah.
Like, okay, Lord, I feel like you're calling me to maybe write a book someday.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay. So I'm going to write this proposal and I'm going to go to this conference where I don't know a soul and I'm going to get up and go to try to meet people at this table and like try to make conversation. Like, that was nerve wracking, like looking back, and it still is, but it's like, okay, I can even see just even in both of us, how God has just that little spark and that little ounce of courage. He's even taken that a long way in our lives. And I know that there's still more to come, like just to even overcome those fears. And I know we still have them, but I don't know. It's just, it's, and I know he did that in us, you know, that wasn't, and of course there was a lot of us and a lot of people that came around us to help us do that as well. But I don't know, just to tie it back into your podcast and more of your heart, I think that there's so much to that as well.
I think once you step into that little bit of courage, as awkward and painful as it is, it does help you step into the next thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it does get a little bit easier each time, but it can always be a little bit awkward. But I definitely think that just, you know, hearing from God and being obedient, if that's your first step towards being courageous, you know, take it every time, because it's just going to help you, I think, for the next thing. And stuff is always going to feel uncomfortable and, mm-hmm. you know, intimidating. And there's always going to be the comparison stuff and all that. But I think that it definitely helps for sure. Just in how everything else plays out, you don't know what's going to come from it. So you just have to do it.
I think the obedience piece and just saying yes and being willing is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Like kind of going scared, you know, right. Yes, I'm sweaty armpits and yes, my heart is pounding like crazy, but I'm almost more scared not to, at what I could miss out on than letting the fear hold me back to just quit and not try at all.
Right. And just to clarify, I don't want to speak for Rachel, but I know you don't mean fear of missing out necessarily in the grand scheme of worldly things, but missing out on what God has for you when you're being obedient to what he's saying.
100%. Thank you for clarifying
that. Well, just because FOMO is like a big whatever now, I felt
it
like
is. Throw that out there. No, yeah. Fear of getting to heaven one day and God saying like, you didn't, I had all these opportunities for you. And I asked you to, you know, I had all these open doors and you were too scared to walk through, you know, like that. I want God to be like, well done, good and faithful servant. I actually wrote just online the other day, I was reading the parable of the talents and, you know, these God gave these people, these talents to steward, and the ones that invested them and brought back, you know, that God really multiplied really, that they worked hard to, you know, we have a part in this, but then there was the one that God gave one talent and he just buried it. Mm-hmm. And God was like, why are you burying and hiding your talents? And I wonder if it's because he was, and actually scripture says he was afraid. Right. Like that is, but, and he was not the one that God told well done. And so I just think that's such an encouragement to me. Like, don't let fear cause me to hide and bury my talent, the things that God has given me. And I want to encourage women in that same way, go and invest those things. Like, let's use what he's given us and invest it for his kingdom, for us. Like, there's so many people, including ourselves, that can benefit when we do.
Right. That was one of the things I always said to my kids. They jokingly say that now. I always used to just say, don't waste the gifts that God gives you, because it is easy to back out of things out of fear and insecurity. And it's all normal. We all have those feelings, but not letting the feelings override the faith in what God has for you. So, well, yeah. Rachel, we could talk for hours. We normally do. We actually talked probably 20 minutes before we even hit record. I do want you to share with the listeners how they can connect with you outside of this interview, more details on what's to come for the book release, and how they can stay in touch.
Yeah. Everything really can be found at rachelkadams.com, and that's RACHAEL kadams.com. And so you can pre-order the book there. And it's also can be pre-ordered wherever books are sold. And then there are some great resources that go along with it. There's a conversation guide that you can gather with a group of friends, because I believe a little group can go a long way as well. And so you can download that and have conversation and do this book with a group of people. And there's also a guided journal as well that you can download if you want to do it on your own and go a little bit deeper. And so those are two offerings and resources I have. And then the Love Offering podcast, starting in October, will also follow along with each devotional theme. And so I'm really excited for that to launch as well. And then just in general, I try to stay up to date on Instagram and Facebook, and you can connect with me there. I'd love to connect and make a new friend and encounter someone new at Rachel Adams Author.
Okay, that sounds great. And also make sure you check out the Love Offering podcast. You have episodes releasing all the time, and so people can subscribe for that as well. Well, thank you so much, Rachel. I'm so thrilled to have you on. I can't wait for the book to come out. I'm going to give a copy away. So make sure you connect with her, get all that information, pre-order when the pre-orders are available, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, that's it for us today, friends. If today's episode or any other episode has left you feeling encouraged and inspired, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to Life on Purpose with Amy Debrick from your favorite listening platform. The mission, as always, of Life on Purpose is to meet you where you are, but not leave you there, and let you know that although fear is normal, courage gets the final say. See you next time.